Dialogue 3. Tiffany, why are more and more people turning to the web to find a mate?
I think that as more people use the internet for both work and pleasure, it makes more sense as a tool to connect with people, and the stigma of meeting someone online is reduced.
There are actually special sites for people looking to date within their specific ethnic group and age group. But how should you screen potential mates? Do you suggest talking to them on the phone right away or communicating via email?
I would say do not make the email exchange too long. A lot of times a connection via email creates almost a false sense of intimacy. Quickly make sure there is a connection in the physical world.
Can you give us any other safety tips for people pursuing relationships on the net?
I'd suggest you not give out too much personal information, like your home address, until after several dates. Just keep up the same guards you would keep up if you were meeting any stranger.
Besides the growth of these matchmaker sites, do you have any stats on success rates? Are people out there finding true and lasting love through the internet?
Well, for a site like eCrush.com, since their debut in Valentine's Day in 1999, of the 1.5 million people who have joined eCrush.com, 300,000 have actually matched.
Do you have any success stories to share?
Yes, the couple that I highlighted at today's show met on Match.com and they're getting married this summer.